Black Farmers Turn to Trump for Economic Relief. By Wendell Hasebo on June 17, 2024. Black farmers in Georgia are rejecting President Joe Biden's so-called Bidenomics and turning to former President Donald Trump for solutions. 20% of black voters lean towards supporting Trump in 2024, up about 10 points since 2020, a New York Times/Siena poll recently found. Biden reset his campaign pitch in May to black Americans, a key demographic in his 2020 win. The new public relations spin does not appear to be overcoming increased costs of about 20% under his administration. John Slaughter, a 39-year-old black farmer from Buena Vista, Georgia, said he plans to vote for Trump because Democrats only talk about helping business owners when it's election season. "I think we did better under President Trump," he told The Times. "President Trump, he did something for us while he was in office. President Biden, what have you done for me?" Many farmers in Georgia are tired of the bureaucracy and red tape they face simply to feed the nation. The overbearing hurdles reportedly cause many to fall behind on their business loans and, therefore, lose the deeds to their farms. In contrast, the Trump administration helped Slaughter's farm fix a paperwork error to allow his family to reclaim the deed, he said. Andrew Smith Sr., a Georgia farmer who voted for Biden in 2020, said he is leaning towards Trump in 2024 because of the Biden administration's failure to protect small farmers. His farm is also struggling because of paperwork issues, he told The Times. "We march on using what we got and then they tell us that you can't even use that," he said, describing frustration. Paul Copeland, 65, a farmer in Shiloh, Georgia, said Biden broke his promise. "Biden promised farmer protections that never came to fruition," he told The Times. "It's a reminder of what I could have done, a reminder of a promise not fulfilled," he said. While Biden struggles with black Americans, Trump fiercely competes for the black vote. Trump held a campaign rally in the Bronx in May that drew between 10,000 and 25,000 people. In June, he held a roundtable in Detroit, Michigan, to court the city's black voters. Related, CNN's Holmes, turnout for Trump Bronx rally bigger than Dems would like to see. Polling shows Trump's support among the black community is stronger it's been in decades. "Compare where we were at this point in 2020 compared to where we are now," CNN senior data analyst Harry Anton said Monday. In 2020, Joe Biden was getting 86% of the African American vote. Look at where it is now. It's 70%. That's a 16-point drop. And more than that, it's not just that Joe Biden is losing ground. It's that Donald Trump is gaining ground. You go from 7%, single digits at this point in 2020, to now 21%, and again, Anton continued. "I keep looking for signs that this is going to go back to normal, and I don't see it yet in the polling of anything right now. We're careening towards a historic performance for a Republican presidential candidate, the likes of which we have not seen in six decades." Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP War Room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.